Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Our next story is about picking locks. Not for breaking and entering, but rather for sport.
Still trying that deadbolt. Just crossed 3 minutes. There's the deadbolt. I guess I should do
that. Lock sport competitions, as they're called, like this one, are held around the world. But one of the fastest pickers lives right here in our midst. WBUR's Andrea Shea catches up with him in Somerville.
Now I can actually remove it.
As he manipulates a skinny pick to defeat a lock, Skylar Town wants to make one thing very clear. Real lock sporters abide by a strict code of ethics.
Never pick a lock you don't own, and never pick a lock that's in regular use.
Town owns a heap of locks, dozens made of brass and steel, and stamped with common brand names like Master Lock and Yale, cover a table at this hackerspace in Somerville. He's here building a lock library so people can study and conquer the device's tiny inner workings.
Every single one of these, 200-plus tiny puzzles here to be solved.
Like hackers, 25-year-old Town has an affinity for cracking security systems. For computer types, it's code. For him, it's mechanical tumblers and pins.
It's very tactile. It takes a lot of patience. It's the sort of thing that I like to do, down at the bar with some friends, having a beer and picking some locks.
It sounds pretty casual, but get Town talking about competing, and he amps up.
I pick low to mid-security locks very, 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 very quickly. Very quickly, as quickly as I possibly can. I have my tools custom made so that I can pick locks faster. I practice obsessively so that I can pick locks faster.
Faster, so Town can beat his rivals in a handful of lock-picking contests each year. There's the Dutch Open in the Netherlands and a few others at hacker conventions, such as DEF CON in Las Vegas. Skylar does well there. One year, he even gave a comprehensive lecture, Lock Sport, an Emerging Subculture.
In an ironic but not uncommon twist, I locked myself out of the hotel room this morning.
Of course, Town didn't pick that lock, but he's fully dedicated to spreading the word about lock sport. While competitive picking is accepted in countries such as Germany, it's still underground in the U.S. Town wants to change that.
Can you tell me in advance how many pins are in this?
Four pins.
In Somerville, Town has started a lock sport club. Six people show up for this meeting, including 27-year-old software engineer Andrew Gagne.
Who doesn't like learning secrets, right? And that's what this is. You're learning a secret of how the lock works.
That's exactly what bothers Jim Pasco. He's executive director of the National Fraternal Order of Police in Washington, D.C.
Well, I'm unaware of any sport like let's pretend we robbed a bank or something of that nature.
Pasco's bemused by a sport based on skills usually associated with breaking and entering.
What I'd be concerned about is that it'd be a great place for a criminal or a would-be criminal to educate him or herself on how to gain access to premises not his or her own.
Fact is, explicitly detailed lockpicking videos are all over YouTube. And, as with computer hacking, there is a shady side to recreational picking. But some people in the security industry actually defend lock sport because pickers, like hackers, can help reveal vulnerabilities.
It provides a platform, a test platform, and sort of an open critique of an idea.
John Lachlan is a mechanical engineer in New Jersey. He designs high-security locks and says when he finishes a new product, he lets lock sporters take a whack at it first.
So that things can be changed and tweaked and improved before a product might go to production.
But most lock manufacturers are suspicious of lock sport, according to Skylar Town. He's used to that reaction, though. He says close friends and even relatives recoiled when he first confessed his passion for lock picking about 3 years ago.
Well, you have no idea the first time you open a lock, the prejudices, even the emotional connection to what a lock is supposed to be.
Town says it helps that his mother picks locks now, too. She's even sewed him a pretty little case for his custom-made tools. And now Town, a graphic designer by day, is working on marketing his own line of recreational picks. But what really keeps him in the game is the thrill of trying to open any lock faster than anyone else. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.